just when you think that got you game set match.
Oh, here comes the comeback. Here comes the comeback. Here comes the comeback, devil. I want you to get your anointing oil this morning. I want you to get your anointing oil this morning. I'm going to do a little bit of deliverance here. Praise God. Here comes the comeback, devil. Lord God, that's my prayer this morning. I want to see it. I want to know about it. Here comes the comeback, devil. Here comes the comeback. I want you to get your paper towels, your anointing oil this morning. Thank you, Brother Joe. You know, Danny Gorky on that song, he called it the comeback. I call it the payback.
After a season, a night for impression. After the heartache, a wrong turn and sidetrack. Just when they think they got your game set match.
Here comes the payback, devil.
I'm
the payback, devil. I'm going to pay you back in Jesus' name. Here comes the payback.
Thank you.
I want you to take your anointing oil. I want you to anoint your forehead first in the name of Jesus. Anoint your forehead. Then I want you to take your anointing oil and I want you to anoint the top of your feet in the name of Jesus and the soles of your feet. The top of your feet and the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. The top of your, you know, the top of your feet and the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Now, Jennifer, I want you to post Luke 24. I want you to post Luke 24. All of Luke 24. Let's see, how many verses is that? 53. So that'd be verse 1 through verse 53 in Luke chapter 24. Authorized King James Version is what I'm using. Authorized King James Version, 1611. Okay. I want you to listen very carefully. Because you see, we're dealing with, and we've been dealing, and God, he took his time to break this thing down to me so that I could understand it. And in understanding it, I could come against it for real and destroy the works, the acts, the seeds, the deeds, the fruits, and its intentions. And the other thing, come completely out of agreement with it. I've been talking about it a little bit, well, quite a bit, but I've been talking from a perspective of whatever God was giving me, that's what I had. And but I knew that God hadn't given it to me completely yet. You see, a man with a predator demon got to Jose and Jessica and bewitched them. So I've been dealing with a predator demon that bewitched, and the co-conspirators with them were under the bewitchment of this man that wanted to stay in the background. But God showed me this morning that I was in an actual fight with a fallen angel that this man serves and been serving a long time. It hasn't just started. He's been serving it a long, long, long time. And so the man, when he came to me, he said, this is what God gave me about what you ministered today. So I was listening. You see, you're not going to ever tell me God told you something. And I say, no, he didn't, because I realize I don't know God that well. But I know the devil better than most people think I do. So I would watch what the man would say. And I said, God, you don't have to agree with me on nothing. Because the man was agreeing with what I was saying. And then he was saying, well, God told me this. And I said, God, I said this a long time ago. I said, when the man was showing me everything, you know, I said, God, I don't have to, you don't, God, have to agree with me on nothing. But I have to agree with you. So therefore, everything this man shows me, I got to be very, very cautious. Because, see, I know that's the beginning of mind control. So as it turned out, this man operated in the background, got to Jose. He then got to Jessica because, you see, they were motivated by greed and lust. I'm not motivated by lust, and I'm not motivated by greed either. So the man has said to me one time, he said, I want you to send me everything you've done. I said to myself, this man must be really out there on a tree limb somewhere. Because you got to be careful when somebody say, I want all of your work. Why? And so I sent him, I did not send him all my work. But that was his intention, to get all my work. And so one day the man came to me and he said, I'm going to do my own podcast. I said, okay. But, and then he started talking about me coming under him. And I knew he was a fool then. Because, see, man didn't call me. God did. Man did not save me supernaturally, but God did. So I said to myself, this man want to become my God. Ain't that interesting? But you see, brothers and sisters, the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, serve, serve. So I knew this wasn't going to be, because I knew I wasn't going to serve no man unless God told me to. Now, God will tell you, I want you to serve this person. I want you to serve that person. But can't no human being come up to me and say, you going to serve me? Are you going to sit under me? Every fight I've ever had as a believer has been from some woman or some man telling me I'm going to sit under them. When I know one of the basic principles of being a servant of God is this. You can't give out what you don't have. You cannot give out what you don't have. And if you don't have it, I absolutely, positively don't want it. Are you with me this morning? I don't want it. If you can't show me the fruit of God in your life, I'm not interested, period. Period, brothers and sisters. So you might as well not even try to invite me. I don't know who this is, but they put their hand up in the middle of what I was saying. Let me see who this is.
In your life, I'm not interested.
Period. Who is this, please?
Period, brothers and sisters.
Who is
this? So you might as well not even try to invite me. I don't know who this is, but they put their hand up in the middle of what I was saying. Let me see who this is.
This 4467. Who is this?
Who is this?
You're recording me.
You're recording.
You hit one. You're recording me. All right.
You're recording me. Hit one.
Let me start this thing over here. So you see, I'm being recorded. God is awesome. So anyway, the man proceeded with a plan. He got to Jessica because they need money. They looking for money. And so the man has said to me, he said, I need money too. I didn't even know what he was talking about. I'll just show you how my mind was nowhere near no money. It never is every day. And I know I need money. I got to have money because I have overhead. But I don't think that way. I'm thinking like, okay, let me get on to the next, whatever God. So anyway, I should have been looking at them demons. I should have been looking at the demons, but I was looking at God. So that's why you gotta be balanced. So the man got to them. He got to them in their weakest point. Jose wanted to be God and a king, and Jessica wanted to be noted, and they want to be worshipped. All right? So I cut the man loose and went on, and the man began an undercover plan through them two. And that's how this whole thing got started. Mind you, the only way I found out about it, or they, you see, they didn't complete the plan. Their plan was me to die and for them to take over completely. You know who exposed this to me? God did. God, that's how I found out about this whole scheme. That's how I found out what was going on. But God did not even let me know about it until after they had broken in here. They came in here one night, and all they took was computer stuff and books and my stuff. The same stuff people have been stealing from me for years. But you see, you can't steal from a person like me because I give it away anyway. You don't have to steal it. But I give it away only as God gives it to me. So today, yesterday, God said, you know what you've been dealing with? I said, yeah, the thief. He said, oh, it's more than the thief. He said, you know that writing the man get, he getting that from a fallen angel. I said, really? He said, you have been fighting the fruit, the seed, the work, the act, and the deeds of a fallen angel. He said, you've been doing real spiritual warfare, about as real as it will ever be on this earth realm. He said, and guess what? He said, you overcame. He said, you had some casualties, like you know you're going to have war of casualties in war. He said, you overcame. He said, that's why I sent the angel to fight with you and for you, so that that angel operating through that human being could not win. All of those angels, fallen angels, that predator demon had allowed to enter into those people, he said, it was enough to kill you. But he said, you're right, nobody can kill what belongs to me. He said, they didn't kill my son Jesus. He gave up his life willingly, remember? He said, and that's how you're going to go. You're going to give up your life willingly. And like I told you before, Erica, you're going to exhale on earth and inhale in heaven. He said, and this came up because let me tell you what happened yesterday. The angel allowed Monica to see him in the sanctuary. Yep. We were in the sanctuary, and I was working on a little project. And the angel allowed Monica to see him, whatever, the angel. You know why? Whatever God does, brothers and sisters, he'll give you a witness. But he'll send somebody that's in agreement with you. It won't be nobody out of agreement with you. I used to watch Jose. He would be trying to see that angel. He would try to do everything he could to see that angel. But that angel could not reveal itself to impurities and uncleanness. So the angel revealed itself to Monica because we were here in the sanctuary. And so when I got up this morning at about 2:45, God said, now I'm going to show you what you've been doing. He said, you've been dealing with a predator demon. I said, okay. He said, that was the one. He said, but I want you to go to, where I put it. He said, I want you to go to Galatians 3:1. You know, Galatians 3:1. But remember, I'm coming back to Luke. Galatians 3 and 1 says, now this is from the Amplified Bible. Galatians 3 and 1. All you poor and silly and thoughtless and unrelenting and senseless Galatians, who has fascinated or bewitched or cast a spell over you, unto whom right before your very eyes Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was openly and graphically set forth and portrayed as crucified. Now, I'm gonna keep on reading, and because I want you to understand this. Galatians 3, verse 2. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as the result of obeying the law and doing its works, or was it by hearing the message of the gospel and believing it? Was it from observing a law of rituals or from a message of faith? Are you so foolish and so senseless and so silly, having begun your new life spiritually with the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by dependence on the flesh? Have you suffered so many things and experienced so much, all for nothing, to no purpose? If it really is to no purpose and in vain, then does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you to do so on the grounds of your doing what the law demands, or because of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the message that you heard? Thus, Abraham believed in and adhered to and trusted in and relied on God, and it was reckoned and placed to his account and credited as righteousness, as conformity to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action. Know and understand that it is really the people who live by faith who are the true sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God might justify, declare righteous, put in right standing with himself the Gentiles in consequence of faith, proclaim the gospel, foretelling the glad tidings of a Savior long beforehand to Abraham in the promise, saying, in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So then those who are people of faith are blessed and made happy and favored by God as partners in fellowship with the believing and trusting Abraham. And all who depend on the law, who are seeking to be justified by obedience to the law of rituals, are under a curse and doomed to disappointment and destruction. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed, a curse, devoted to destruction, doomed to eternal punishment, be everyone who does not continue to abide, live, and remain by all the precepts and commands written in the book of the law and to practice them. Now, it is evident that no person is justified, declared righteous, and brought into right standing with God through the law. For the scripture says, the man in right standing with God, the just, the righteous, shall live by and out of faith. And he who through and by faith is declared righteous and in right standing with God shall live. But the law does not rest on faith, does not require faith, has nothing to do with faith. For it itself says, he who does them, the things prescribed by the law, shall live by them, not by faith. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, so that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. To speak in terms of human relations, brethren, even if a man makes a last will and testament, a merely human covenant, no one sets it aside or makes it void or adds to it when once it has been drawn up and signed, ratified, confirmed. Now the promises, covenants, agreements were decreed and made to Abraham and to his seed, his offspring, his heir. He, God, does not say, and to seed's descendant heirs, as if referring to many persons, but and to your seed, your descendants, your heir, obviously referring to one individual who is none other than Christ, the Messiah. This is my argument. The law, which began 430 years after the covenant concerning the coming Messiah, does not and cannot annul the covenant previously established, ratified by God, so as to abolish the promise and make it void. For if the inheritance of the promise depends on observing the law, as these false teachers would like you to believe, it no longer depends on the promise, however, God gave it to Abraham as a free gift solely by virtue of his promise. What then was the purpose of the law? It was added later on after the promise to disclose and expose to men their guilt because of transgressions and to make men more conscious of the sinfulness of sin, and it was intended to be in effect until the seed that descended the heir should come to and concerning whom the promise had been made. And it, the law, was arranged and ordained and appointed through the instrumentality of angels and was given by the hand in the person of a go-between, Moses, an intermediary person between God and man. Now, a go-between intermediary has to do with and implies more than one party. There can be no mediator with just one person. Yet, God is only one person, and he was the sole party in giving that promise to Abraham. But the law was a contract between two, God and Israel. Its validity was dependent upon both. Is the law then contrary and opposed to the promise of God? Of course not. For if a law had been given which could confer spiritual life, then righteousness and right standing with God would certainly have come by law. But the scriptures picture all mankind as sinners, shut up and imprisoned by sin, so that the inheritance, blessing, which was promised through faith in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, might be given, released, delivered, and committed to all those who believe, who adhere to, and trust in, and rely on him. Now, before the faith came, we were perpetually guarded under the law, kept in custody in preparation for the faith that was destined to be revealed, unveiled, disclose, so that the law served to us Jews as our trainer, our guardian, our guide to Christ, to lead us until Christ came, that we might be justified, declared righteous, put in right standing with God by and through faith. But now that the faith has come, we are no longer under a trainer, the guardian of our childhood. Verse 26, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union and communion with Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, have put on, clothed yourself with Christ, there is now no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is not male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, are in him, who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to promise. Brothers and sisters, Galatians 3:1 says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Brothers and sisters, that angel let me know, praise God, to abolish, cast down, break down, cut down, overtake, pursue, destroy, and recover everything that bewitchment has stolen. That angel said, you're going to have to declare with a loud voice. And I did. And I want you to do it this morning, as loud as you can, the top of your lungs. I am in Christ Jesus. Can you say that? I am in Christ Jesus. Loud as you can. As loud as you can. I am in Christ Jesus. Now, this is what I want you to say. Spirit of bewitchment, I renounce you. I destroy you. In the name of Jesus, I throw you down, and I tread, and I trample on you. Today, I declare you my enemy. I bind up your predator demon that sought me out to steal virtue, the virtue of God, which cannot be stolen. Spirit of bewitchment, I denounce you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of bewitchment, Satan, devils and demons, predator demons, this day is my day. Whether the devil, Satan, and Lucifer likes it or not, I must possess my possessions in the name of Jesus. Bewitchment, the Lord God rebukes you. This is my day. I am the light of the world, and I refuse to be converted to darkness. Spirit of bewitchment, this day is my day. I am the salt of the earth. I refuse to be converted to bitterness in the name of Jesus. Spirit of bewitchment, I destroy you, your seed, your fruit, your works. I destroy your evil intent, and I break your power of me, my family line, my destiny, my work. Today, wither up, die. Die. Spirit of death, spirit of bewitchment, die. I command your words, fall to the ground. You will raise up against me never again. Anytime you come against me, walk into the blood of Jesus. Anytime you speak against me, it has to come through the blood of Jesus. Thereby, it becomes null, void, empty, and destroyed. Now, I will never walk into trouble. Because trouble, I break your power of my life and that of everything that concerns me. Now, remember this morning, I had you anoint your feet. I'm going to Luke 24. The Bible says, verse 1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away. I want you to repeat after me. I mailed my stone. It went through the airways. I let the power of my stone carry the force of the Holy Ghost and move away all trouble, all bewitchment, and all witchcraft intent. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. I'm going to read now. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, two men stood by them in shining garments. They were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth. And the two men said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? I want you to repent for seeking the living from dead works, dead acts, dead thoughts, and dead people. Repent right now in the name of Jesus. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he said unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostles, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Right now, out of your mouth, say, I am a believing believer. Jesus, make me to believe even more, because I am a believing believer. The Bible says in verse 12, then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulcher, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Verse 13, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. The Bible says in verse 15, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, you know, Jesus himself drew near. I want you to say out your mouth, Jesus, come near me. Go with me. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. I want you to say this out loud. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe that you're alive. Say it. Jesus, I believe that you're alive. Because you are alive in me. You, Jesus, are alive in me. Jesus, I believe that you're alive. Because you're alive in me. And because you are alive in me, you are alive on this earth realm. You are alive everywhere I walk. You are alive with every word that comes out of my mouth. You are alive. You are alive. You are alive. Jesus, you're alive. You're alive. You're alive. You're alive. You're alive. Alive. He's alive in you. He should be. He's supposed to be. He's alive in me. The Bible says that Jesus began to expound unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The things concerning himself. But the Bible says that it took Jesus to open their eyes in order for them to know him. That would be in verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. It was not natural, brothers and sisters, because further down in verse 36, it says, and as they spake, Jesus himself supernaturally manifested himself in the middle of them and said unto them, peace, 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 peace be unto you. And then you know what else? Jesus dealt with their thoughts. So all of you think you could do these dirty deeds and you could sin against God, but the Bible says he manifested himself supernaturally in the middle of them, and he knew their thoughts. And then what did he say? He dispelled their doubts, brothers and sisters. He said, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise not in your mind, in your hearts? He said, behold my hands and my feet. My feet. My feet. That it is I myself. Handle me. Handle me and see. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. Verse 40, and when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. The Bible says in verse 42, he gave them a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. The Bible says, and Jesus took that food, brothers and sisters, and ate it right with them. He didn't just give them to eat. He ate with them. He supped with them. Verse 45 says, after he had eaten with them, or while he was eating with them, he opened their understanding. He opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. You can't understand the word of God unless the word of God reveal his word, himself, to you. And it's all done miraculously. It's all done supernaturally. The Bible says, thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Jesus said, and ye are witnesses of these things. He said, tarry until you be endued. He said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Power. It don't say book knowledge. It don't say no gift. Because the power of God is what substantiates the gift. And the giftings. Jesus said on his way out of here, tarry until you be endued with power from on high. The Bible says after he said that, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. The Bible says, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And the Bible says, and we were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, touch me. Touch my hands. Touch my feet. He says, see me. See me. I am yet alive. Right now in the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke all witchcraft placed on the feet and placed on the hands. Go off the feet. Get off the feet. I break every predator devil. I destroy the seed, the root, the acts, the deeds, the thoughts, and the intents of witchcraft placed on the feet. Get off those feet and loose those hands today. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Get off the feet. Get off the hands. Loose the mind, you liar, you predator, and you thief. Go! In Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is alive. Therefore, you can no longer rest on those feet or rest on those hands. Go! 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 In the name that is above every name, Jesus. You see, Jesus was crucified and he died so that your feet can live, so that your hands can live. He gave you his whole armor so that your feet could be protected. So that your hands could be protected. He took that crown of thorns and the blood of Jesus rolled down his head so that your head and your heart can be protected. The Bible says when they pierced him in the side, blood and water, are you washed? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you something this morning. Jesus is alive. And no devil, no demon, no witch, no wizard, no shaman, no sorcery. Can affect you because Jesus is alive in you. He's alive in you. If you can believe it, I want you to receive right now a blessing from Jesus. Receive it. If you can believe it, if you can't, just hold on. You will later. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive a blessing. And understand it comes, this blessing comes from the inside of you to the outside. We're touching the living Jesus that's in you. He's in you. In you. Oh, I thank you. He's alive this morning. He's alive. He's alive. Can you feel it? Can you perceive him in you alive? If you can't, that means you got some garbage. That means you got something standing between you and Jesus that needs to go so that you can perceive the living God. He's not dead. Ain't no death in him. He overcame death. Eternally, he's going to live. Eternally, he's living right now in you. He said it. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. I didn't say it. In the beginning was the Word. John 1:1 and John 1:14, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus said it. I said, Jesus said it.
Believe on me. For the scripture said it.
Scripture said it.
The word of God said it.
Scripture said it.
Out of your belly.
Out of your
innermost being.
Out of your belly.
Out of your belly.
Out of your belly.
Flow, 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 flow.
Spirit moving,
all over.
Yeah,
I got the river.
I got the river.
I ain't got a river.
Devil, give it up. You're a defeated foe. You already defeated.